Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get going, I would just like to wish everybody a happy Jesus Christ birthday. If you look at the calendar, today's either the 20th or the 22nd. Now, I'm not going to say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas because, no, I mean, I don't believe in Christmas, but I do believe in Jesus' birthday, so happy Jesus' birthday, amen? So let's go ahead and let's get into what the Lord has for us today. Now, last week we ended up talking about how we can find Christ. And the answer to find Christ is we must, and there's no other way, my friend, this is the only way, we must lose our life into the hands of God. Yes, Jesus said, he that loses his life for my sake, now that's the Lord's sake, will find it. And Paul says in Colossians 3 and 4 that Christ who is our life. Boy, I like that. Christ who is our life. Now, I hope you get that, my friend. To find Christ, our life, we must lose our life. Please notice, losing comes first and finding comes second. Now, this is why many folks in the church today never find the real and living Christ. They never lose their life to Christ, and they substitute Christ for a dead traditional religion. Well, just go to any denominational church. You will find it's routine and it's form over function. It's ritualistic. No spirit of God. I'm amazed at that. The three fast songs and one slow song. A few announcements. Sometimes announcements are more than the preaching. Then they take up the offering. Oh, you can't forget about the offering. Oh, no. I can't do that. Maybe 15 to 20 minutes of a good sermon, not a message from God. And the difference between a sermon and a message, and maybe wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you're out the door to the words, you are now entering your mission field. Well, that's not true, my friend. If we find Christ and are growing to know him, we will find all of the treasures and wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 1 and 9 and Colossians 2 and 3. We do not find these wisdom and this knowledge by giving money or by doing all of these good works. Oh no. We find them the word if is one of the most important words in the Bible, my friend, because if always sets the condition for receiving something from God. So we find them, these treasures and this knowledge, if we find Christ. But this is not the message that we hear from preachers and teachers from the Word of God. Oh no. They have an agenda and a purpose that is taken not from the heart of God. These hirelings are robbers and thieves and killers of the truth for the Word of God for your life. They may be living down the street from your home, on the corner pushing a seeker-sensitive message or a purpose-driven life book. Maybe they're pushing this prosperity doctrines or the latest new fad. Like no sin, no hell. Oh, God loves everybody. Free grace for all. Just claim your salvation and you are forgiven, brother. Well, no, this is a lie. This is not, repeat, not the way our sin and sins both are dealt with. God has made it so easy. Confess, and that the word confess means that we agree with God, what he is saying about us is true. And God is saying that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And after we confess, we need to repent, which is a British term, which means go in the opposite direction or about face. This is God's method of having our sin and our sins dealt with. Any other way, according to the Bible, my friend, will send us to hell, even if we do not believe in hell. You know, there is going to be many good people in hell who were kind and caring, and they followed the rules and the religious laws, but they did not do what the Word of God told them to do. Yes, a day of many surprises and sorrows. And why? Because what we see is that all of these promises and methods and false teachings are nothing more than a denial of the superficiency of Jesus Christ and a denial of the necessity of the work of the cross in our life. And of course, we're the enemy. Now, the enemy is false teachers and preachers and teachers and Satan or just anyone who would stand in the way of sharing the gospel message is at work, these are at work, you will usually find a substitute for these, because as we have found out, Christianity is Christ in us. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us. Deny that. Neglect that. Blur that. And you will have successfully beguiled the Christian people. Wow. Remember that first warning from Colossians, let no man beguile you, Colossians 2 and 4, with enticing words. Now we have looked at being beguiled, but how about those enticing words? Well, to entice means to lure with bait. False teachers and preachers use enticing words to lure you. Now, get that picture, please. Put that into your mind. But you know you cannot, repeat, cannot be lured by anyone unless that bait is what you really want or you really desire. Now I enjoy going fishing for blues and Spanish mackerel and pompanos and whatever is running. And I am amazed to see the Spanish mackerel or the fish just jump on my bare hooks of my diamond jig or my gotcha plug. All I have to do is present my bait in a way that they think it's food, like maybe glass minnows, and they go after it with all of their heart and all of their body. After they get more than what they bargain and hope for, they fight with all of their might and life to break free of the deception they fell for. But oh no, it is too late. The hooks are deeply embedded in the mouth, and my good pleasure, I reel them in to be measured to see if I keep them for supper or release them back to the water, hoping their experience did not kill them. Now, if you had your spirit open there, there was much symbolism in my words to how we are deceived by enticing words. But, you know, if you didn't get that, here's another example. Easy, you know, to follow. Let's say that I'm in trouble financially, and someone tells me that God will give you money. God will bless you if I give them money, even money I do not have. Well, put it on your charge card, brother. No, that's a lie. Well, that is the bait to which I might easily be lured out of depression, and the words used, the facial expressions and all of the emotions are the enticing words that deceives us. The trap is that I am being lured into a place and provision that is outside of real faith and outside of the person of Jesus Christ. My friend, do you really believe that the only way you can find provision in Christ for anything is by coming and going through a ministry or a supposed man of God? No. We act wrongly here often when we are afraid of what this so-called holier person might say to God about us. Oh, wow. They are acting as if they are your mediator. But in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, the Bible tells us that there is one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus. We need not come to God through anyone else. Let me say that again. You need not go to God, you know, from anyone else, but through Jesus Christ. It does not matter the issue or the problem, sickness whatsoever. If we are believers, then we already have Christ in us. If we are a believer, we already have Christ in us. And it is a finished reality. It is a finished reality. More next week on that first warning from Colossians, let no man beguile you with enticing words. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just hoping that you have a tremendous week to come. And that, you know, that your Christmas season, you know, is a season of love and Lord working in your life. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. And that is the heart of God toward us. Peace and goodwill toward man. God bless, and we will talk to everyone next week as we continue looking at those four warnings from the book of Colossians. Amen.